I'm sure I need this. I don't necessarily like microphones, but the Lord is stretching me. Nancy stretches me. She always messes me up before it's my time to speak. I usually am bawling like today. So it's all good. God is good. I just want to tell you guys, it is a joy. It is a joy to be here. It is a joy to be here. I'm not telling you a fib when I say when my feet touched the ground, there was so much peace in this place. It blew me away. And I meant it last night when I said I came 2,528 miles according to my phone and my maps so that you could hear the sound of God's peace in my heart. But I have already felt you pour back into me, and I meant it when I said I'm taking that home and that peace back with me. I'm taking this family that comes together like a camp meeting back home with me, and I've got to meet some very, very dear people already. I already feel like your family. And this is powerful to me to be stretched like this. This is definitely not me. To stand in front of people. I am somebody who likes to sit in a studio, you know, do crafts, write, be the person that's okay to be in the intercessory room. If I have a message for somebody, it's usually not, thus saith the Lord. It's in a quiet manner, and the Lord uses me to speak life into people. And this year has been a stretch for me because he told me in advance, and God has to do this with me. He has to tell me in advance everything that he's going to do because I would probably not be prepared or not be ready. And so when he said to me last year that I was going to write a book, this came about. I thought that was stretch enough. This is called Ears to Hear. This is me being laid bare. I would like to pass these out right now, if you girls don't mind helping me, Sabra and Beth. This book, the Lord told me I was going to write 5 years ahead before I actually wrote it. He gave me the title. It was called Ears to Hear. In no way, shape, or form did I ever felt like I knew what I was doing. I had to lean on God every step of the way. And I didn't even put the pencil to the paper or the finger to the computer these days until he began to download in me what he wanted to put in this book. I waited 5 years. And in 2012, he began to give me dream after dream after dream and a message that was ears to hear. I lay myself open in this book when I pass it out because there's a lot of me in this book. And he wanted me to go back to when I began to hear the voice of God coming out of a very law-oriented background. I don't feel like I need to name the denomination. It doesn't matter. But everything was works. And women were not allowed in the camp, basically, unless they were in the nursery. And so when God began to work on me, he had to do it in a very different way that nobody had ever, I didn't know anybody that was working in that way. So you're going to hear some pretty personal testimonies in here. It's my gift to you. This is actually God's gift to me. And I didn't ever feel like I knew what I was doing. But the Lord said he was going to use this book to bless other people. And then when you get what you're supposed to hear out of ears to hear, you're going to do the same. And I guarantee you there's writers in this room. I'm not just calling out writers. I'm calling out creative prophetic painters too. And there's creative painters in this room. And there's creative poets in this room. And I started out by writing poetry, girl. That's how God started me. So be expecting something from God. Be expecting something that he wants to download into you when you read this. And be expecting something that he wants to take you into. Don't just take it as a testimony from me, because if God doesn't speak loud and clear, then I didn't do my job very well. If you want to message me back some thoughts, I've got cards to pass out with my phone number and whatever, and I'll write down my email if you want to do it that way. That's fine as well. Then you can stay in contact with me and give me your thoughts back. I would appreciate it. See, I love that response. We went down to Georgia. Sounds like a song. We'll leave the other guy out of it. And we met up with some folks down there. That was the start of all of us. God has a way of just bringing us into households that are totally matched with us girls. We felt like we had met our clones in Georgia. So when we were down there, we just released who we were, and they released who they were. And God took that, and he began to make a huge, just a huge snowball effect. And it kept building and building and building. And the Lord used my sister to really reach out to the husband of the household. And she began to speak life into him. And when we spoke life into him, we just could see the tangible presence of God all over him. He wasn't used to hearing the praise. He wasn't used to hearing the positive. And I'm not saying she didn't do it. I'm saying the church didn't do it. And so when we began speaking life into him, he just came alive. Well, before we left, Sabre said, "We've got to get up. This is our job. We've got to get up, and we've got to go lay hands on this man, because God is going to continue to work through this man." And he became like a brother to us, and she became like a sister to us, and she was one of our clones. And the Lord brought us girls together, and through each of us functioning in a different way, he did a miracle in that man. He had dislocated his shoulder. And through a word of knowledge, through prayer, and through God that came through that prayer, he was healed that day. And I'm telling you, there will be deliverance this weekend. There will be healing this weekend. There will be destiny appointed positioning this weekend, because I know what calling is on my life, and I have a creative way of pulling things out of other people, letting people see things from a different aspect. One of my big no-nos is I don't do it the same way other people do it. It's just that it's not that I don't want to, because sometimes I want to do it the way other people do it, but it's just that he's always constantly stretching me, and this artwork is a new one. This here is a piece of driftwood that is sitting right down here just a few miles down. And they pulled this out of the waters, your blue waters. It had been out there floating and being beaten by the waves. And when they saw that floating, the Thompsons, they went towards it. They were drawn towards it, and they pulled it out, and they brought it back to their household. Well, when we arrived, of course we've got this beautiful scenery. We're just in all of everything gorgeous up here in the mountains and everything. I'm sure you guys are all used to it, but we're not. And so we're being in awe of these mountain areas, but this driftwood began speaking to my spirit. And this driftwood is actually peace. And there's a scripture that goes along with this driftwood. And it is when I don't see the reference down here. I'm sorry, I was looking on my paperwork and I don't see it. But it is the part of Christ when he says, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives it. So fear not. So this little driftwood has been beaten up, torn up by the waves, but it is the most beautiful piece of driftwood. I mean, if you're ever out walking down there, you need to just walk by and just see that little piece of driftwood. This is my version of what I saw, the piece and scripture verse that I just shared with you that came with it. And God is just doing something here in Ketchikan. I would like to do something different. I don't think that God needs another person to stand up and just deliver a sermon. So what I want to do is have Lisa begin some music for me in the background. And I want to just soak for a second. I want to allow the Holy Spirit to come into this place in an abundance. Again, he's already started and he's already here. We know that. But there'll be more of a flow because the way these conferences go, it just keeps building and building and building and building. And so right now I just want to sit and soak because this is what the Lord told me to say to you two, you guys that are in Ketchikan. You guys are the peacemakers. You guys are Matthew 5:9, those that are going to be called the sons of God. You guys carry such an abundance of peace that thousands of people flock to your shores, not just for the beauty, but for the peace of God that dwells right here. Peace has a drawing effect. You people, you sons of God, have a drawing effect. You peacemakers have a drawing effect. Who are the peacemakers? Who is the people of Ketchikan? I'll tell you what God told me. They are the people that make peace with the Father and with the human soul. And what I mean about soul, it's your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is your spirit. This is what's made new. This is what's the new creation. Our soul, we have to have an ongoing glory-like effect, transforming us from glory to glory to glory every day. See, it becomes a proximity issue. People think that peace is something that they seek. Some people even say that it's a state of mind. But I'm telling you, peace is none other than the Prince of Peace himself. And it is here in a powerful measure. And Daddy says, tell them who they are. I haven't got started yet. This is all scriptures, by the way. This is all the written word of God. So if you don't mind, would you close your eyes and just listen to the Holy Spirit as he speaks directly to you and receive what God has for you today. This is what Daddy says over you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, because without him, nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. And darkness covered the face of the deep. But the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And the Spirit of God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness, male and female, He created them in His image. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. See, the Spirit of God made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of His glory, of this ministry among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. For the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. For you created my innermost being, Lord. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. For your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days that was ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And the Lord says, for I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and peace. For you are the children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. Therefore, he says, awake. Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead. Christ will give you light. So if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He who establishes us in Christ and has anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. There is one God, the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Do you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness and into His wonderful light. For you are the light of the world, a city set on a hill. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. For God both raised up the Lord, and he will also raise us up by his power. God raised us up with Christ and seats us with him in heavenly places. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading, partitioning through us. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those, like you, my children, are controlled, who are controlled by the Holy Spirit, think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. My speech and my preaching are not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power. For behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. From now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. We receive no one. Receive one another, then, just as Christ also received us to God's glory. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining all the riches and full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. May his eyes of understanding, of your understanding, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of your His glory, your inheritance, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. We are all with unveiled face, beholding, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. So I say, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. And counselors of peace have joy. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called to one body, and be thankful. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you. You shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under our feet. For those who are dominated by a sinful nature, think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit, think about things that please the Spirit. So by letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And last but not least, James 3:18. And those who are the peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Go ahead and keep your eyes closed. Lord, I call out the peace that passes all understanding. To flow from Ketchikan to all of America. And first, I want to take it back to West Virginia with me. Just stay right there. Stay soaking. Stay soaking. Deep breath, breathe in the Lord, release it, and another deep breath, and breathe in the Lord. Daddy says you are the vessels that he has chosen. You are the vessels that I'm going to use to speak life. And to those who can't hear life. You are the vessels that I bring from far and wide just to touch your shores. You are the vessels that he's chosen to be here. It's not the God of war that crushes Satan under our feet. It's the God of peace that crushes Satan under our feet. And you are certain serpent stompers. For if we are ruled by his peace, we will first need to know what this peace sounds like. And you know my voice. We recognize what you sound like today, God. We recognize it by listening to others. We recognize it through dreams. We recognize it through the holy written word. We recognize it through our friends. We recognize it through the ministering power of hugs and kisses, holy kisses. We recognize it through business, and we recognize it through schools. Perfected peace is a sound predetermined to be made. It's to be sung by each one of you. It's a tune played in harmony, one note at a time. piece creates a symphony that many may learn to dance to. So show them what peace is. Tell them what peace is. I'm feeling a step up here in Ketchikan, and he's calling people up. And there's an awakening occurring. And Nancy is 100% right when he's talking about resting in this next year. This will be a time for you to rest up, because God's going to do something very powerful. And in this quiet time that you're receiving here today, I believe that the Lord is going to take you even further into it in your personal, private times. Get to that place which is most dear and precious, that you spend time with God. Get to that place where His anointing flows. Surround yourself with other peaceful vessels and allow the Lord to crush Satan under your feet. Daddy told me one time, Abba, Daddy, that some of America's strongest addictions is not drugs, sexual addiction, food addictions. It's not alcohol. Daddy said that one of the strongest addictions is negativity and dwelling with the wrong kind. So how do you counteract the negativity? I read it twice because I wanted it in there twice. It's Romans, those who think upon the things of the Spirit please the Father. So you think upon things of the Spirit. You get to that secret place and you allow the Holy Spirit to woo you, and this becomes personal. And when it becomes personal, allow the Holy Spirit to begin to speak life in you personally. And you're going to have to be very quiet to hear it, because he gets very specific. And when Daddy gets very specific, he starts telling you things that you're going to do. 9 times out of 10, he won't show you the whole package. He's just going to tell you one step at a time. And you be obedient to do that one step. That one step at a time. So I call out the authors to awaken. And I call out the singers to sing the songs that he's writing in your hearts. And the praisers that even praise, not just in song, but in dance and high anointing. And the people who have the mother anointing, the Eve anointing, that may not even have children of their own. See, I found out something, that if you don't have children of your own, you become a mother of many, because usually God puts you in a bigger position to be an Eve than if you would have bore your own. Peace is a byproduct of Christians. Peace is something that we cultivate. We are to meditate on the Word of God, but it's more than meditation. It's a presence that produces action. Peace is an action word, just like fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Peace is right in the midst, in the middle. Peace is not an absence of joy. Matter of fact, there's many scriptures that I haven't even quoted to telling you the benefits of peace, and joy is right at the top. Counselors of peace have joy. perfected peace brings joy. Peace is not the absence of feeling, but peace is submitting our emotions to Him. Peace is being at ease in the moment itself. Isaiah 26:3. God will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. And that's really the real secret. If you feel like you've lost your peace, you've lost your proximity to the Lord, you just need to move things aside, go back to that place of rest. It's a proximity issue. He can't come from here to here without coming from here first. And He wants to come completely through you, using your hands, your voice, your creative talents, all your skill sets. And if some of you don't know what your skill sets are, you definitely need to read my book, because the Lord is going to awaken you up to know who you are. When I was emailed my topic, first thing I did was get alone with Daddy. And in a very creative way, He swept into my upper room. And He started teaching me what peace was, what shalom is. It's more than our English word, I guarantee you that. It means blessing, peace, prosperity. See, when they said shalom to one another, they were speaking a blessing of life into each other's life. And that's what peace does. When you become the peacemakers, you are so anointed to break that bondage. You become the deliverance vessels. This is called May the Prince of Peace Keep You. May the words of the deceiver never break you. May your spirit grow bold to what you are called to. May the sound of the Lord awaken you to hear, to guide you into union as He draws near. May you answer the door when Jesus comes knocking. May wisdom always guide you before you begin talking. May you continue to strive to rudder your tongue, declaring His will and purpose to be done. May the word of the Lord renew your mind. May His knowledge and revelation be yours to find. May you come into harmony and be of one accord, offering faith as the currency for agreement affords. May you properly position yourself in life's storm. May you take time to rest, heal, and mourn. Because God sometimes calms the elements that grow wild, but other times He bestows peace to His child. May discretion protect you and keep you on track. May you rise up again when you fall back. May righteousness and truth be what you defend. And may your heart remain humble to the very end. May the world not ensnare or sway who you are. May the light within you burn bright like a star. May you learn harmony and stay balanced in love, seeking first His kingdom with peace from above. So breathe Him in. We're going to take a few minutes to listen. personally listen. I'm not going to speak. This is one of those times, if you were in Saber's class, that she was talking about. We're not used to open congregation, silent times, but this is one of these times that God has called us just to sit and soak in the silence. And as you hear his voice right now, as he's speaking to your spirit, I want you to go to somebody that you're not normally sitting with, and it doesn't matter who, but if everybody would just go 2-on-2 or 3 or 4, whatever you feel led to, it's okay to be a group, then I'm going to allow time for Daddy to use you to speak life and peace into one another. So if right now you just find another person, get to a comfortable place in this room, somebody that you don't normally sit by. If you want to take the people that you're sitting by and then go to somebody else and do it as a group, that's okay too. If you see somebody sitting by themselves, then you can go to them and ask them if it's okay, if the Lord uses them to speak life into you. So now you can come up here and sit with Beth and be a threesome. Carol, why don't you come up here and sit with Bonnie? And you girls, it's okay to be a threesome, that's fine. Unless you feel led to do something else. Good. You found, that's great. You want to turn around and be 4? Can you do that? Okay. And what I want right now is for you just to allow God to use you during this time frame to say whatever He gives you to say from your spirit to your other person that you're with. Even if it's just one thing.
Thank you.